Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Mr. Wonderful, at your service. Bob Fisher's here. Robert J. Fisher, certified financial planner, among other credentials that he has, is here. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager and so many other things that he's taught us about and how to be better thinkers. That's one another thing he's worked hard helping us with. But he's here to talk to us about a completely different thing today. Bob, welcome back.
Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. So we've gone from doing a better job of managing our finances to doing a better job of managing our brain. You helped us with that over the years. Now we're talking about how to manage our years on the planet, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that goes back to thinking and how we think about being an American that's over 50 years old.
So I was telling the audience in the earlier part of the hour, just before, telling them that you were coming, I said, it sounds like Bob's got a little bit of a burr under his blanket about something here. So what got this burr under your blanket about being over 50 and having people look at you askance?
Well, I was with my son and daughter in Peru, actually at Machu Picchu, which is a huge stone structure built by the Incas about 500 years ago. And it's 14,000 feet in elevation, and there's just lots of steps up and down. It's an amazing
and not a lot of oxygen at that altitude.
Not a lot of oxygen at that level. And
let me put it in perspective for people who might not know. If you're a pilot in an airplane, if you're going to stay above, if you're going to fly above 12,500 feet for more than 30 minutes, you have to have oxygen with you. So this is above that elevation. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes. Well, it's an amazing sight. Definitely something that everyone should try to see. And I think that in about 5 years, I want to come back and bring my two younger children. Because I have four children, the two that weren't with me. And my son looked at me and said, Dad, do you think you'll be able to make it up and down this mountain in 5 years? Now, I was only 54 at the time.
That was a dagger to the heart. I mean, talk about no respect.
Well, but my son has been bombarded with messages from the media about older people are not capable. They're less able. When you get old, you get decrepit. And see, it's.
Well, sometimes we can still do things after we get decrepit. You know, being decrepit and being capable are two different things sometimes, I think. But
well, there's amazing things that people over 50 and over 60 and 70 and 80 are accomplishing. I read where Gladys Burrell ran a marathon at age 92.
Right.
And there's a Japanese man who started climbing Mount Fuji, which is the highest mountain in Japan, a snow-capped mountain, when he was 89. And he continued to age 100.
Well, the Roman statesman Cato, 2,000 years ago, started learning Greek at 85. And somebody said, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that at your age? He said, it's the youngest age I have. So, you know, I'm on up there. I'm in the leading edge of the baby boomers. And, you know, I just published my fourth book. I'm peaking. I feel like I'm peaking at my age. I'm serious, Bob. That's my attitude.
You published your fourth book at, what, age 67?
Well, it's somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe a little north of there. But my point is that I'm at my age, I feel like I'm peaking. I don't feel like I'm waning. Now, sometimes my body, you know, pulls back a little bit. But in my mind, in my desire, I feel like I'm peaking.
And obviously, I didn't peak too soon, right?
No. I mean, Ronald Reagan got into politics at age 55 and peaked at, I guess we could say he peaked at 69 when he was elected president.
Right.
Nelson Mandela became president at 75.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to come back. We're going to come back and talk about this some more. And this is a really important point. And it speaks also to how the different generations should work together in the marketplace. Maybe not so much about how they are working together. And that's, we're coming back after the break with Bob Fisher. I'm Jim Blessing. You stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.